Okay, good morning, children. Do you guys want to come on up here so you can see a little better? We got a smaller group this morning so we can make a pretty tight circle. Are your voices working this morning? Can we say good morning? There you go. That's not too bad. I don't think your mom and dad's heard you, but that's okay. All right, what do we got going on here this morning? You guys want to learn something this morning? Or you just want to be reminded of something that you should already know? I think that's what we're going to do this morning. We got a few items up here this morning. But as I was thinking about what to talk to you children about this morning, I kept thinking throughout the week about working together and helping each other. And a lot of thoughts come to my mind. And one of the things that came to my mind as I was sitting here this morning... Can you all hold your hands up, your fingers up? How many do you all have? Pretty much everybody's got a whole handful on each hand. Now, did you ever try to carry something with one finger? I do that sometimes when I bring groceries home to my wife and I park clear out on the other side of the driveway. I don't like making two trips. So I put a bag here, a bag here, a bag here, and a bag there. And by the time I get to the house, I'm about ready to start crying because it hurts so bad. But if I put them over my hand and grab a whole, put all my fingers through it, it doesn't hurt near as bad. So God made us in a way that even our bodies are made to help each other. And that's something that I want to talk to you children about this morning. I got a little something I wanted to read to you this morning. It's just this is just a little, I don't know what you want to call it. But it's called How Our Body Members Went on Strike. You know what that means? When somebody goes on strike, there's a bunch of people working for a certain company, and they don't like the way things are going, so they all talk to each other and say, we're going to quit. Let the boss man sit. And he's not. So this is a little story about how the hands, the feet, and the nose, and the head, and everything said, we're going to quit working for the belly. All the belly does just sits there and takes all the food in. I mean, he's lazy, so we're going to quit feeding him. So let's see what it does. One day, it occurred to the members of the body that they were going to do all the work, and the belly was having all the food. So they held a meeting, and after a long discussion, they decided to strike work till the belly consented to take its proper share of the work. So for one day or two, the hands refused to take the food, the mouth refused to receive it, and the teeth had no work to do either. But after a day or two, the members began to find that they themselves were not in a very active condition. The hands could hardly move, and the mouth was all parched and dry, while the legs were unable to support the rest. And thus they found that even the belly, in its dull, quiet way, was doing its necessary work for the body. And they all must work together, or the body will go into pieces. So isn't that amazing? Like sometimes I know that in the home we have a couple boys and we have a family, and sometimes they think that I'm doing all the work. He's lazy. He's not doing anything. But in all reality, if that other person would stop pulling his load, it wouldn't work so well. There's a verse that came to my attention this morning in Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. It says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others." Now, that's not natural, and that's not normal. When we wake up in the morning, one of the first things we want to do is take care of ourselves. Forget about my brother. Forget about my dad and mom. I'm going to take care of myself. I need a drink of water. I need some food. I need some breakfast. You know, that's what the Bible teaches us, that we're supposed to think about other people first. And if everybody in the family does that, you're in a pretty good place. You know, if Judson wakes up in the morning and he says, well, you know what? I'm going to see if I can make Jarek's life a little easier today. And Jarek does the same. Imagine how that is. It just changes everything. The home's happy and everybody gets a lot more done. So it's important that we help each other. There's a story in the Bible. I'm going to tell it to you. It's found in the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Or starting in verse 17. It's where a couple men had a sick friend. And they heard about this Jesus that was in town and that he can heal people. But this sick friend couldn't walk. He had no way of helping himself. So they said, well, we're going to carry him over there. So they put him on a bed and they picked him up and away they go. They went to find Jesus. And when they found Jesus, you know what they found? The house was full. It was packed. Excuse me, to overflowing. They couldn't get to Jesus. He was way over there. What are we going to do? Well, they turn around and they say, well, it's too bad he can't get healed today. No. They started thinking, we're going to help this man. So they looked at the roof and they had an idea. They said, if we get way on top of that roof, we can kind of guess where Jesus is at under us and we're going to start tearing the roof apart. So they get in on this man's roof and they carry this man up there and they start sawing the roof apart. Wow. And all of a sudden the dust and stuff starts coming down on the people that are under them and they look up and here he comes. They drop him right in front of Jesus' feet. And Jesus saw the faith that these people had and how these people wanted to help him, and he healed the man. What if they'd have just said, it's too hard? We did all we could. We carried you over here. We can't get to him. He's too busy. And left him set. He'd have maybe died a cripple. Wouldn't that be sad? So children, it's important that we help each other. Okay? Now, Jerick, he didn't know I was going to do this morning, but can you come up here, Jerick? He had no idea about this. Hold your hand up there for him, the one that you hurt. You see this right here, children? The other Sunday, he was trying to stand on his hands, and he fell and landed on you and sat down. And he broke his finger right here. He broke the finger right here. So he went to the doctor. And the doctor said, we need to put something on this finger here to fix it. But we also need this one to fix this one. This finger's in perfectly good condition. What if this finger say, I ain't going to help you. You broke yourself. Ain't my problem. You know what would happen? This finger would look like mine did. See? I broke this one and this here never went. He never helped me. So now this finger suffers because this one's not working right. So Jerick's got two fingers taped together, and it's going to be that way for just a little bit till they both heal. And then when this finger helps this finger, they're both going to be doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And they won't hurt so bad anymore. But if this little finger would say, I ain't going to help him, this finger would go round, he'd grow crooked, and he couldn't do as much. So this finger would have to pick up the slack and do the other jobs. So God made our bodies in an amazing way, but somehow in life we think that we can plow through life and we don't have to help each other. I have a story to tell you about when I was a little boy. My children love these stories. It seems like I had no idea what it meant to help my brothers when I was a little boy. I was so selfish. I mean, when I got to the table, you look at the plate and there's one piece of something left. And you just say, is there anybody else going to take that piece? Well, if you said it, then that means you're going to take it. I was so selfish. I got everything I wanted. I tried to at least. And that broke out into a few squabbles that didn't turn out so well. Well, when I was a little boy, we were farmers. Farmers, too. I mean, we had so many chores that I look back now and I can't imagine I did all that stuff. We had baby calves. We had to get up at 4:30 in the morning when I was Judson's age. 10 years old. I got up at 4:30, went out and fed the baby calves. Well, my dad bought 100 calves one time. 100 of them. Can you imagine that? And they got sick. Them 100 calves got so sick and they started dying. You know how many we had left when we got done? 20. There was an epidemic went through that barn and they died like flies. So it was our job every morning. We got the old pony up and we put a pair of tugs on him and we got on his back. My brother Jonas and I, we'd get on this pony's back and take him out to the woods, all the dead ones. So we'd hook as many up as old Bill could pull. And away we go, out to the lane. And it was fun sitting on the pony's back. He'd carry him out there. But the part that wasn't so fun is getting off the pony, opening the gate to the woods to get to the woods. So every time we got out there, we forgot who did it last time. So we fought. It just so happened one day, the owner of the calves was there. And he was like, James, that was my dad's name, what's going on here? Why are your calves all dying? And we didn't see him pull in because we were already out, way out toward the end of the woods lane with 5 dead calves behind old Bill. and two boys on top of Bill. And Bill pulling these cows, he's working hard. So he was a little, he wasn't the happiest pony alive. We get out to the woods lane. And we get out there and we stop and say, I said, Joe, it's your turn to open the gate. He said, nope, it's your turn. And here we sat. And finally, it turned into a little squabble and we both fell off the pony. And we were out there and we both stood up and we watched. There went the pony. He turned around and hightailed it all the way up, and he was heading right for my dad and this, the owner of these calves, in a dead jump with these five calves behind him. And here we were out by the woods all by ourselves. If we'd have just worked together and opened the gate, it would have saved us from embarrassment and my dad from a major embarrassment. He was so embarrassed, he had no idea what to say. So he said, this is how we treat them. Anyway, I did not learn that as a little boy. I don't want to be all funny because it's very, very important that your children work together, okay? We're going to have a little bit of a lesson here on that. But there's a few ways that I want to teach you children how to work together in the home, okay? One way that you can work together in the house is when you make your bed. How many of you make your own bed? A couple of you. There's two sides to a bed, isn't it? Isn't it a whole lot easier if somebody gets on the other side and you both grab the covers and it goes so much faster? Sometimes when I make the bed by myself, I try to surprise my wife. I go to one side and then I go to the other side and then I come to the other. It takes so long. But if somebody helps me, it goes so fast. Putting the dishes away. Somebody helps you, it goes so fast. And putting your laundry away in a neat way. There's just amazing ways that you can make the home work a lot better if everybody pulls their load. So I have a little illustration real quick that I want to present to you children. And we're going to do it on the floor. Noah asked if I could stand where the camera could see. I hope that they can see this. But I need, oh boy, who should I use here? We're going to have about two volunteers. Judson, why don't you and Jeffrey come up here. Jeffrey, you think that cup can hold you up if you step on it? Try it. Let's step on that cup. See if it'll hold you up. Oh, no. He crushed the thing. What do you think, Judson? Look at that. He smashed it. One cup can't hold him up. What if we get a bunch of cups? Let's try something here. I did not try this myself. I tried it on somebody a little smaller than me. So I'm not going to step on these things. But let's say you're out in the playground and you're wanting to do everything all by yourself. Doesn't go so well. Pretty soon you're off in a corner all by yourself and it's not fun anymore. But what if we get everybody together and we decide we're going to all play together and make things a little funner? It's not fun being all by myself. Because we can get a lot more done if we work together. Okay. Now, Judson, see if them cups will hold you up. Real careful. Look at that. Jeffrey, why don't you step on that? See if that'll hold you up. My. You know who I tried to step on these things this morning? Jethro. He's my boy. He's about as big as I am. And they held him up. I mean, if we put these things all by themselves somewhere and everybody tried to step on them, they'd just go kersplat. It wouldn't work. So I hope, children, this can be a lesson to you guys to work together. And because it makes a happy home when everybody works together and you pull your share of the load. You know that one horse can pull 8,000 pounds? That's a lot. You know, my bobcat weighs about 9,000 pounds. If he could hook a horse up, he could pull it. But if you take two of them, do you know they can pull almost three bobcats? Just two horses. So work together, children, in your homes. Help your dad and moms. Do a good job. Why don't we pray together, and then Keaston has a little snack he wants to pass out to you children. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for these children. Thank you, Lord, for their life. Thank you for the joy of being parents to them and to provide homes for them that are secure and happy. I just pray, Father, that each one of these children could grow up to love you, to serve you, Father, and turn souls to righteousness with their lives. Bless them as they endeavor to be good boys and girls in their homes. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Why don't you come up here and Keyson will hold this thing and you can take a, if you have some siblings in your seats, you're welcome to take a couple with for them as well. Hold it up, Keyson.